This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You know, they... When you see the gun stock, when you see one of the gun stocks, when you go to the website, you see one of the gun stocks. I don't know how much time, how much preparation went into perfecting that gun stock they now offer. But I can tell you what, it has been quite a bit. It's been quite a bit of heartbreak and, you know, try this, it didn't work, try that, it didn't work, until they finally came up with what they thought would be the best way to go. The ergonomic excellence that they offer at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's talk about California first. I'll talk about tactical response and the upcoming class. I need to get James in here. I need to get James in here to just talk about it. And listen, every one of you that are listening to me now should take training somewhere as often as you can. And I'm well aware of what I'm asking you to do, because this is not free. It takes time. You got to pay for the class. You got to buy the ammo. You got to have all the gear ready to go. If you're taking a gun, you better take two guns. Maybe you need to take three guns, because one is none, two is one. You know, you get it. Three is two, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, when you go to the class, it's not about what you're shooting. It's not about how fast you're shooting it or how cool you look shooting it. It's what are you learning? James, number one, you know what? I won't talk about California. We'll talk about that now. James's number one thing that he wants everybody to bring, and this is also something that I think every tactical instructor probably shares, is he wants you to come with an open mind. Which is to say, you should go prepared to learn. There will be some things out there that will be uncomfortable that you may do. There will be some things that you may think are not necessarily something that is required. There may be some things that you do that you'll be asking, how does this have to do with anything with self-defense, with gunfighting? What does this have to do with any of it? And that's because each person teaches their conclusion their own way. Now, without ever having taken a tactical response class before, knowing that they have as many students as they go through their turnstiles every year, knowing that they have as many instructors as they do teaching there, this tells me that they have come up with a method that works, that all of the instructors can teach fairly close to what James wants them to do, and the alumni of tactical response has learned this. And I know a few people that have been to tactical response classes. Nobody speaks badly of any of them. So I've been looking at the list of things that I need to have. Now, there's a couple of things I didn't have, like elbow pads and knee pads. Now that I've got them, I'm really happy that I've got them, because now that I think about it, you know, when I used to hurl myself to the hardened clay ground of Columbia, South Carolina, when I was in basic training, it sure would have been nice to have had those things. My knees and elbows might work better today if I had. Rain gear. I've got to go get some rain. I'm going to have to go get a rain suit, because they do not give you a rain check. So when you're there, if you want to train in the rain, you train in the rain. I plan on training whether it rains or not. I'm not looking forward to it if it rains. And then I'm going to let them put me through the scenarios. And the thing about this is that I've been to classes before where, like, they'll have this rotating line of people going to shoot. And I will shoot as many times as I can get the reps in there. Because this is one of these times where you get to shoot when somebody's watching you with a jaundiced eye. I don't want somebody to watch me shoot and go, wow, he's fast. Yeah, but I'm probably making mistakes along the way. Help me. Every moment that I get something pointed out to me that I can correct is a good one. And despite what James may say, you know, if you go to one class and don't go to another class for years, but you continue to shoot and practice, I do believe that you can develop sort of bad habits. But I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to training with Rob, because I have never trained with Rob Morse before. Rob is a shooter. Rob is a competitive shooter. He is a very basic fundamental shooter, which means he's very dangerous. As you know, it's not about being flashy. It's about being steady and, you know, doing all of the things that you need to do. That part will be fun. 1,000 rounds are going to be going downrange. That's not the most I've shot. That's not the least I've shot. And the likelihood is this. This is going to be on the 8th. I'm going to have to get on the road because it's a 7-hour drive. So we probably will not do the show on the 8th of June, because the class opens on the 9th at 8 a.m. So I'm going to have to be there at Tactical Response in Camden, Tennessee, which I believe is, I want to say, 374 miles away. So that's going to be about a 7-hour drive, and which means it's going to be most of the day, so I'll probably get up in the morning and go, and find the motel and go get set up and go check in and everything else, get ready to go. It's going to be, but I'm going to have a good time with this. It's going to be good to train with some high caliber people. It's been a while since I got to train with this many in one spot. I am looking forward to it. I've got some guns that I know are going to run, and then I've got some guns that I'm going to be testing, as Ace Firearms is just about fully, they've got the first two prototypes coming off. One will be configured as a Glock 17 would be, and one will be configured as a Glock 19 will be. And then, just to make sure that I got all the bases covered, I have learned, once again, to never say never again. I will be carrying with me a Glock 19. And the big reason that I'm taking these Glock clones and this Glock is because I have so many magazines for this. And I don't want to have to worry about working on a gun. I'm not an armorer or anything else, so I'll be taking enough guns to, I don't have to worry about that. And I'll be taking a gun of a certain pattern that I'm used to. And the problem will be that the Ace guns will actually have a better grip angle for me, but that's what I'm going to lead off with. But I may show the Glock some love. We'll see. We'll see. Having to go back on myself, I can't stand it. But getting ready to train at Tactical Response. That'll be a party. That'll be a party for me. I'm looking forward to the party time. I think James has some other things in store. We'll see. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. California with a K. America has a long history of, shall we say, nullification. Nothing new, right? Nullification, though, is one of those things that does cut both ways sometimes. And the problem is, it gets sort of bad when they start nullifying rights. That's when it starts getting bad. Now, the idea that federal law can be ignored within the borders of a particular state, that's nullification. More broadly, it's the notion that the rules don't apply if I and the people in my neighborhood or jury box or county or half the, half of the continent west of the Mississippi don't agree with them. This is the natural opinion, okay? The natural opinion of in a nation that began by telling the King of England what he could do with his stamps, and the contemporary fascination with the royal wedding suggests that lots of Americans have forgotten the spirit of 1776. But a nation cannot operate if a large enough percentage of the population feels no obligation to work within the system. And that's the inherent contradiction in our national character. We threw off an unsatisfactory ruler, and now we expect our people to follow the rules. What we can say is the founding principles of this country have been better with regard to the human well-being than many experiments tried before. We haven't always lived up to them, and there is work left to do, but our system that respects basic rights while building a structure to fulfill our common duties has produced a lot of good results. Now, as with our Declaration of Independence, if we're going to nullify something, we owe an explanation for what justifies that act. Always owe. Always owe that. So, saying that goes along with its with a fair amount of its own stuff. It's hard to provide a reasonable explanation for using nullification to curtail rights rather than expanding their exercise. You know, the only way to nullify and actually live up to the ideals of this country would be to nullify federal law and say we're going to have this or we're going to have more of this or whatever that means. Now, there's been a pair of rulings in district courts in California that declared the Second Amendment means something other than what the plain text says. One declared that AR-15s and similar things called assault weapons by the state of California are not protected by the Second Amendment since they are myriad options for self-defense, including the handgun, the quintessential self-defense weapon per Heller, while the other sees restrictions on carry licenses as reasonable and therefore permissible, suggesting that those self-defense options in the first ruling will last only as long as the legislature and courts are willing to let them. We could say here that the Supreme Court will straighten things out eventually, but that court's rulings have made it clear that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to own firearms in common use. And it takes a special level of perversity to believe that doesn't apply to AR-15s. Whether they are uniquely dangerous or not, whether they are the favorite of mass shooters or not, whether they are made for the military first or not, millions and millions of us own them, and if we want to ban them, either the Supreme Court will have to reverse themselves or the Constitution will have to be amended. And the problem here isn't only tied to gun rights. Despite a century of decisions protecting speech and the press, for example, if we were to adopt California's approach, we could just as well declare that the First Amendment doesn't guarantee the right of each of us to disagree with the government. The original nullification debates, in fact, were over the Sedition Act during the administration of John Adams, a controversy that took place before the judicial branch decided that the relevant amendment really does prevent the government from banning expressions that criticize the president and Congress. If California had nullified the order to lock up Japanese Americans, I would acknowledge the risk to the rule of law. And nevertheless, I would say that was the right thing that could have been done. But when the nullification both curtails the rights of the state's residents and runs contrary to federal law, then it becomes indefensible. We can wait for the highest court to issue yet another ruling, but protecting gun rights has to be a fight on multiple fronts. And that's going to include supporting candidates who are on our side and who will name judges on our side to the bench, and then filing lawsuits across the country against bad laws to create conflict in the rulings that rise up through the system. That, in turn, will send this to various courts as it goes along, and will start the process. But we're going to have a Supreme Court that is going to act on it, which is, you know, when I was talking to Dan last night, I was saying that, you know, what do we need? What do we need to have here? And it's a fairly simple thing, but I mean, first thing we need is we need about five more Clarence Thomases. And then we need to stay on point. We need to protect the president that we put in place and let him run his game. We need to keep the Democrats out of control of either one of the houses. And we're just going to have to go and sit it out and ride this out. Because this is a long haul proposition. Just like gun control is. Gun control is a long haul proposition. And they don't care about being in a long haul situation. They got time. They will take the time. Because when you watch what happened in D.C. with the Shall Issue, if that doesn't tell you what you need to know about the gun grabbers, I don't know what will. So, nullification, when it goes both against rights and the federal government, that's never any good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You know, the thing about, and I have been, I have been standing across from whole racks of these things. And it's, if it's a matter of how they look, well, they are the best looking gun socks. I can make them look as good as you want them to. If it's a matter of how they fit you, well, that's not even a thing. I mean, all you have to do is go and look on their website and you will see the shapes they have. You will see the difference, variety of shapes they have, the different geometries they have. And that's what makes them special. The other thing that makes them special is you have all of that at a price point that you can afford. Go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, there's a lot of things that will stop. Well, you know, there's two or three things that will stop school rampage murders, and there's a whole bunch of things that won't. And, you know, that's the problems. That's the problem of what will and what won't. Now, as the events of Santa Fe unfolded, All of the usual experts popped up on TV panels and interviews, once again recycling their never again, and we got to do something solution. I agree with them, but they just never meant it. I know they never meant it, and I want them to know that I know that you never meant it. It's too good for business for you guys. It's an election issue, and you actually, if you actually solve it, then it goes away. And you love this one. This is one of your favorites, despite the toxicity of it for you. So you got respected authorities like former DOJ special agents and sheriffs and former NYPD detectives and parents of children killed in previous school shootings. And not one single thing they recommended to stop a school massacre will work. And therein lies the problem. The first thing that everybody recommends is more gun law. There's 22,000 of them on the books right now. Every state has literally volumes of gun laws. Killers, usually not old enough to legally buy a gun, have proved themselves very resourceful in obtaining one despite all of the laws in place. At Columbine, the teen killers were too young to buy firearms, so they got them from an older friend. The Sandy Hook kid killed his mom and with her own gun, took her gun, and murdered six teachers and 20 little first graders. Nicholas Cruz, a notorious local psycho, though reported many times to the FBI and Parkland, Florida police, was still able to pass a background check. This latest crazy teen shot up his Santa Fe, Texas school using his dad's guns. The only thing that these massacres have actually taught us, that a determined killer will always be able to get a gun despite all the gun laws, is stubbornly ignored by the gun grabber left. Now here we have a single point of entry. For some people this is an exception. I like single point or single access simply because of what it does. But it does require, it does require that 500 to 2,500 or so middle school and high school kids enter their school through a single door, kind of like a wedding planner recommending one little pot of fondue for 1,000 wedding guests. But that is still a problem that could be overcome. I mean, the TSA does it, for gosh sakes. A metal detector at every single entrance. Only at one, which would be the controlled entrance. But a scenario here. A violent teen with a lethal firearm in his trench coat will wait patiently in line with 1,000 or 2,000 fellow students, or B, blow the metal detector guy away before storming the school in a hail of bullets. That is the proposition put forth by many people. And that is the problem that with the TSA, the bottleneck is always something that I'm a little concerned about. But don't think that the counter-terrorist people have already thought about it. Don't think the planners haven't thought about it. And don't think that the terrorists haven't already thought about it. So, then there's red flag laws and monitoring students for mental health problems. Now, Nicholas Cruz had a veritable flag factory happening around him for years. Twice the FBI failed to follow up on alarming tips, such as vowing on social media to be a professional school shooter. They made 39 trips to his house because of his violent and erratic behavior. His schoolmates knew he was nuts, and yet he still managed to pass a background check. And then he legally purchased a gun that he used to kill 15 students, a teacher, and a coach at the school from which he had been expelled. In response to their failure, the FBI has promised to take corrective action. Don't you feel good knowing that? And the Florida legislature passed a law that you must be 21 to buy a firearm. That's certainly going to help, of course. And, in a larger context, most of the privacy laws in the nation would need to be erased in order to access an individual's medical or psychological records. And honestly, is there a teenager out there who isn't angsty? But we're talking about young people in the emotional maelstrom of years. Exacerbating their immaturity, confusion, and psychodrama, they often smoke weed, which is 6 or 7 times as strong as their parents' weed and hardly conducive to mental stability. They eat Tide detergent pods and steal their parents' meds, and they're tossed and tormented by their chaos-inciting hormones. They play video games that give them instructive practical target practice at annihilating an enemy, rehearsal for a real-life school massacre, and good luck with the entertainment industry scaling back video or film violence out of the goodness of their hearts. None of these fixes have worked in the past, and none of them are going to work in the future. But we can take a little information from this. In the context of timeline, a timeline in this kind of a rampage killing is relatively quick. We're talking 3 to 4 minutes normally. Took the Parkland shooter 7 minutes to take 17 human lives. And since the killing takes place inside the school, it only makes sense that that's where the defenders have got to be. The only intelligent, sane voice was Texas government Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who said on Friday of the shooting that he and Governor Abbott visited the wounded and their parents' classmates, who all to a person said, "Our teachers should be armed." Patrick speculated that an ex-Marine who taught in the classroom adjacent to the one the killer shot up may have been able to stop the shooter had he been armed. And there were two armed officers on the campus. Patrick pointed out that 4 to 5 guns to 1 is preferable to 1 or 2. And the leftists who refuse to allow willing and well-trained teachers to protect their students reveal to all that their compassion is nothing but hollow hypocrisy. What of you, who of you that are parents wouldn't rather your child have a chance against a killer instead of being shot dead cowering in a closet like these kids did in Texas? Teachers already protect their kids with their bodies as long as they can. And they die along with them, 2 in Santa Fe, 2 at Parkland, 6 at Sandy Hook. The union leaders like the American Federation of Teachers resident, or President Randy Weingarten are more than willing to sacrifice the lives of their 1.7 million educators that the AFT represents to gun-hating liberal mythology. Randy Weingarten said she spoke to 60,000 educators on the telephone town hall, and the response was useful, universal, even from educators who were gun owners. They don't want to be armed. You're a liar, lady. You are a liar. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I just can't say enough about them. They are truly peerless. And the funny thing is, as good as they are, and as much selection as there is, and, you know, just the sheer excellence, they're sort of the best bang for the buck out there in the game with a replacement stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Here we have a little missive I'm going to give to you verbatim from one of the gun grabbers. They're always fun. This is where they believe that right now that the conservatives, the pro-gun advocates, nobody knows what to say here as we are looking at this Santa Fe incident. We've run out of things to say. They say several gun massacres ago when Sandy Hook happened, conservatives seemed at first stunned. Not at the deaths of 20 children and 6 adults, but at the unprecedented bad publicity this meant for their NRA donors. But they quickly recovered and bravely fought for the right for every crackpot and psychopath to have as many killing sticks as he could pay for. That obviously worked, and the Brethren cruised untouchably through a number of other such slaughters at Santa Barbara, Umpqua, Orlando, Colorado Springs, Sutherland Springs, and so on and on and on and on. Under a cloud cover of thoughts and prayers, always focused on the real victims, themselves as law-abiding people of the gun persecuted by prayer-shaming liberals and never giving an inch. But then the Parkland massacre happened, and the fierce response of those kids threw conservatives off balance, and it seems to have them wrong-footed still, judging by their clumsy response to last week's school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. Santa Fe was a near-perfect storm for conservative gun fans. For one thing, one of the victims of alleged killer Demetrius Pargutsits rampage was a girl who wouldn't go out with him, which resonates embarrassingly with the misogyny of modern conservatism, abundantly evident from the... I can't say that. I can't say that on the air. Of the president down to the creepy, crusty, gym sock-scented, enforced monogamy and swamp witches commentary of the intellectual dark web star Jordan Peterson in the New York Times. For another, the school was being patrolled by two armed guards at the time of the massacre, which makes the good guy with a gun message of modern conservatives look even more like BS than usual. And the shooter's social media shows he was into Trump, guns, and Nazi imagery, which is just a little too on the nose. Given this lousy material, conservatives did what they could, and that wasn't much. The anything but gun laws excuses were worse than usual. Fox News' Sean Hannity suggested in lieu of gun control, every school district needs to have some person that monitors every kid's social media postings. Maybe they need two people. Oliver North, the new NRA president, blamed school shootings on Ritalin. NRA Deputy Reifenstahl, Dana Lash, no surprise, blamed the media, constantly showing the image of the murderer, constantly saying their name is completely unnecessary. She snarled into the telescreen. We need to be very cognizant of what this creates. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick took the biscuit, blaming Santa Fe and school shootings in general on a just too many doors. There's too many entrances, too many exits to our over 8,000 campuses. There aren't enough people to put a guard at every entry and exit. While these guys wrote alibis for their precious equalizers, hardcore firearm files held flashlights under their chins at the campfire and retold the gun grabber ghost story greatest hits. Alex Parker of Red State wrote, "The left wants your guns and they want them now. The left wants your guns and they want them now." See the pattern? Horribly, 10 were killed at Santa Fe High School, Parker went on. Immediately left in the political news and entertainment realms began their quest for your guns. They want your guns. Then there was the usual scoffing at liberals for lack of gun arcana conversance. The main knock this time was that in their post-Santa Fe head shakings over gun violence, they mentioned assault weapons when, aha, the shooter only used a revolver and a sawed-off shotgun. USA Today demonizes AR-15 after reporting Santa Fe gunmen used revolver and shotgun, said Breitbart. USA Today had the nerve to report that the standard magazine for an AR-15 holds 30 rounds, allowing a shooter to continue firing uninterrupted for longer, making the weapon more lethal than other firearms. But their award-winning Second Amendment columnist, A.R.W.R. Hawkins, pointed out a shotgun, which the Santa Fe gunman also uses, far superior to the AR-15 in close quarters. Clearly, they have never done any mass murders themselves, the sissies, nor even played very much Doom 2. He goes on, "It must have come as a deep disappointment to learn that the Santa Fe shooter hadn't in fact used an AR pattern rifle," chuckled Dan Zimmerman at the truth about guns. That represents something of a quandary for the Chris Murphys and Dianne Feinsteins of the world, not to mention David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez. Caitlin Bennett, who became the new Second Amendment it girl after pimping pics of herself strolling the campus of Kent State in a short dress with a semi slung over her shoulder and a mortarboard marked "Come and take it," felt obliged to weigh in. It's infuriating to know that all Santa Fe teachers had to offer their students was to tell them to run and hide, she blathered. It's disgusting that schools don't value the lives of their students enough to protect them. Maybe she'll show up for the students' funerals in a black dress with "From My Cold Dead Hands" printed on the butt. While the low-rent types gibbered on, more respectable conservative columnists appeared more to acknowledge that their readers, at least the less bloodthirsty among them, might feel squeamish about such yak right after such another slaughter. But then another of his own, coming from the American conservatives, Rod Dreher, made the pretense of moderation. Social media became a huge thing around 2010. Is there a connection? Don't read me as saying that we shouldn't have stronger gun laws. Once again, in principle, I can support that, but then again, as spooked by the distant baying of his wingnut brethren, he immediately added, "But I don't think that will really stop these things." Something else is happening, added Dreher, putting the flashlight to his chin, something deeper and darker that I don't think anybody can yet fully identify. Maybe it's Satan or social media. At National Review, the usual suspects dispense the usual BS, but with less fiery, don't tread on me tone than usual. David French, for example, once wished aloud that the church goers at Charleston had been armed and bid his readers practice with a handgun until you can take it from a position of safe carry to active engagement within seconds. Then practice that again until you've beaten your best time. Then practice again. But he wasn't proposing target practice after Santa Fe. Guns have been part of the fabric of American life for the entire history of our republic, but mass shootings, especially the most deadly mass shootings, are far more recent phenomenon. Clearly something has happened between the muzzle-loading musket and the modern mechanized mass murders, but what could it be? It just goes on and on and on. And here's what it boils down to. They think that we don't care. They think that we don't know what we're talking about. They think that they can bully us into submitting. Now, once upon a time, the Democrats had it all. They had a new president that they called Tom Sawyer. They had the Congress for quite some time, and he deposed the vice president of Reagan. He deposed H.W. Bush, and he came in, and doggone if he didn't get exactly what he wanted. He wanted an omnibus crime bill. He wanted this. He wanted that. He wanted a assault weapons ban. He got it all. The next morning he woke up and he didn't have Congress no more. But the damage was done. And we had to stand for that for 10 years. Which is another convenient thing they forget to mention. That, all of this modern age of the attacks on schools began during Clinton's administration. During the assault weapons ban. So, be mindful of pointing that one out if you have to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.